Video: Suspect smudges human feces on woman in subway station, NYPD says. By Nick Gilbertson on February 28, 2022. New York City police are searching for a suspect they say smeared human feces onto a 43-year-old woman as she sat on a subway platform bench. The disgusting February 21 assault occurred on the southbound platform of the Wakefield 241 Saint subway station in the Bronx around 5:15 p.m., police say. The New York City Police Department, NYPD, released footage of the attack on Monday. Warning: disturbing video below. Viewer discretion is advised. The video appears to show the suspect casually walking toward the woman while looking in the opposite direction. The perp then suddenly turns and smacks the woman with what authorities say was poop. Before walking behind her and wiping more feces on the back of her head, the footage seemingly shows. Police say the assailant has not been identified. Anyone with information regarding the incident is urged to contact NYPD Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS, 8477. The repulsive assault is the latest in a string of horrifying subway system crimes in Mayor Eric Adams's, D., New York City. On Thursday night, a reportedly homeless man, William Blunt, 57, allegedly used a hammer to repeatedly clobber NYC Health Department scientist Dr. Nina Rothschild, 57, as she entered a Queens subway station, Breitbart News reports. Rothschild was left in critical condition with a fractured skull, and Blunt allegedly made off with her purse. He faces attempted murder, robbery, and assault charges. During President's Day weekend, just days before the brutal attack on Rothschild, at least five people were stabbed in 48 hours in the city's subway system, Breitbart News reported. From the time Adams assumed office on January 1 through February 20, the NYPD's crime statistics show that transit crimes have seen a 60.8% increase compared to the same period in 2021. The mayor introduced a subway safety plan on February 18, which went into effect days later on February 21. In an effort to curb rampant homelessness and the high crime rates in the subway system. Adams recently said that approximately 125 individuals were being engaged daily by authorities in the subway system since his plan went into effect, according to WABC.